We call this portion the Dharma talk. Dharma simply means purpose. We explore our purpose, we explore the purpose of life. Try and look at doing things in a better, more loving way, more evolved way, more enlightened way. I don't know if you saw on Facebook. Oh, speaking of Facebook, somebody was asking me earlier. I now do a little 90-second talk every day on a video posted on Facebook. So if you're interested, Will Bowen, facebook.com/Will Bowen. I got home from a vacation with my daughter, my 18-year-old daughter, Leah, last night. We take a vacation together every year, and we both love movies. And this year, because of my shoulder surgery, we needed to do something that was a little passive. And so we decided to go to Hollywood. And we did all the behind-the-scenes tours and stunt shows and went to the Hollywood Hills and the homes. And it was pretty amazing. And I found Groucho Marx's house, which was very important for me. And probably the highlight, one of the coolest the coolest things was we were going up from Hollywood through Bel Air towards Beverly Hills on this tour, and we're in Bel Air, and they said, this is where Ronald Reagan lived. And Leah looked at me and said, Ronald Reagan was an actor? Yes, sweetie, Ronald Reagan originally was an actor. And then I got home and I noticed something. I had a BFO. You ever have a blinding flash of the obvious? You ever notice something that was there all along and it took you going away for a while to come back to even see it, you know? 5 years ago, I set up an apartment, went out and bought furniture. And believe it or not, I like to decorate. I really do. It's something I enjoy. I see things and I like putting things together and I enjoy doing that. So, bought this couch. Then I started adding pillows to the couch, which Marty ultimately said there was more pillows than couch. We wanted to sit down. We had to ask the pillows if we could sit there. But I found all these pillows that I really liked. It looked good anyway. And I needed sort of two accent pillows. And one day I was in a store somewhere. I don't even remember where the store was. And I saw these two pillows. And they had inspirational words on them, which for me was even better. So I bought them, put them on the couch. Now, for 5 years, I've sat on or near these pillows. But a week ago, if you'd asked me what the little inspirational words were on them, I couldn't have told you. It took a blinding flash of the obvious for me to see what was in front of me the whole time. And here were these words, which, in my opinion, encapsulate what life is all about. So I want to share my pillows with you this morning. This one's missing two tassels. What's it say?
Believe.
Believe. Believe in what?
Yes.
Exactly. Yourself. Believe in yes. Believe in God. Believe in the Son. Just believe. One of the projects that I was working on and still am before my surgery is a look at various religions in the Midwest. And as I have sat down and spoken with Buddhist lamas and Hindu priests and Catholic bishops and all of this and Jewish rabbis. And you know what I've discovered? Every religion works. The other religions may not agree with the particular beliefs of that religion, but it's okay. The people that do believe it, believe it. And as a result, it works. I guess my question for you this morning is, what do you believe? A great science of mind teacher I was talking to a while back made an observation that just changed my life when she said, "You realize that the world is a projection of your belief about yourself." And I went, "Whoa." You believe you're a good person? Well, the world's going to help a good person. You believe you're a nice person? The world's going to treat you nice. You believe you're a prosperous person? You're going to be prosperous. I found this poem. I want to share it with you. It was written 100 years ago by a man named Walter D. Wintle. By the way, it's a poem. And it was written back in a somewhat less enlightened time when the word man meant everybody. So because I wanted to rhyme, please translate in your mind to man means human, okay? Thank you. Before I read it, think about your life right now. Think about the struggle you walked in the door with this morning, and you did. And if you didn't, there's one waiting in your car. Or when you get home. Or maybe you even found one here. So what do you believe about your struggle? What do you believe about yourself? You know, the word belief simply means what you've decided to be true. Look it up. Belief simply means what you have decided is true. Who decided? You. Hopefully. You know what I believed when I was a kid? I believed in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. On the third day, he arose again from the dead, and thence came to judge from the quick from the dead. I believe in the Holy Catholic Church. We were Presbyterians. We would get to the Holy Catholic Church part, and I would look at my dad, who was a total drone at that point, and he would go, "We just couldn't wait to get to the Redwood Cafeteria for lunch." What do you believe? If your life's not working, it's because you've decided something to be true that you need to make a different decision. So let me share with you the words of this poem. You've heard it. If you think you're beaten, you are. If you think you dare not, you don't. If you'd like to win but think you can't, it's almost a cinch, you won't. If you think you'll lose, you've lost. For out in the world we find success being with a fellow's will, it's all in the state of mind. If you think you're outclassed, you are. You've got to think high to rise. You've got to be sure of yourself before you can ever win a prize. Life's battles don't always go to the stronger or faster man, but soon or late, the man who wins is the one who thinks he can. Seems like something we should stick on a poster. And it has been probably 100 times. But hopefully for you this morning, it's a BFO. Life doesn't change, we change. And we change when our beliefs change. And our beliefs are simply what we have decided is true. That's pillow number one. This one's only missing one tassel. I told you, we sit on them all the time. What's it say? I told you the joke about the Pope that died and went to heaven, and they said he could go back and read all the original scriptures in the original languages, and he was so excited, and he cloistered himself away for several days reading the original works of the Bible in Hebrew and Aramaic and Greek. And then there was a scream from the Pope, and all the angels came running to see what was going on, and he said, they left out the R. They left out the R. All my life we've been telling people, and they left out the R. It said, celebrate. The most profound things are the simplest. We seek to complicate things so that people can sell us a simple secret. We complicate things all the time. But if you want to change what's going on now, if you want to improve what's going on now, if you want tomorrow to be better, just keep saying, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. It sucks, thank you. Because it's either going to end or it's going to teach me something great, and probably both. It probably knocked me off a path I shouldn't have been on in the first place, and it sucks right now, but life's going to get so much better, so... Wow, I almost heard you. Let's try that again. So,
thank you.
Say it like you mean it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, 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 thank you. I have found if I'm starting to, I whip this off and I start with my mala and I go to the meru bead and I go, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'll do it when I'm driving. Thanks. Better than texting. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Meister Eckhart in the 12th century said, if the only prayer you ever said was, thank you, that'd be enough. Thank you, God, that I'm one of the 15% of people who slept in a bed last night on this planet. Thank you, God, that I am one out of the two that will go to bed with a full stomach tonight on this planet. I was reading an article in National Geographic. Ships nowadays are towed to Bangladesh when they're no longer in use. And I'm talking cruise ships, battleships, and human beings with handheld acetylene torches dismantle these things in the mud to sell them as scrap. Their hands are constantly torn. They lose limbs. They have pieces fall on them and crush them. They're aching from the morning till night. They do this 7 days a week. How's your job, by the way? Thank you. Thank you. Even if you're unhappy in your job, thank you. And it's that attitude that helps you find a better job. The only mistakes I've ever made hiring employees is people who've come in complaining about their present job. Because soon enough, they're going to be complaining about the one they have with me. If they come in, man, I love my job, I'm like, I want you. What's it say?
Celebrate.
Celebrate. And?
Believe.
Believe. Who gets to decide what you believe? Then you might want to take a look at what you believe. Let's seal this in the energy of prayer. Grab somebody's hand and let's close. Dear God, we give thanks for the power of belief, that we get to believe, we get to decide, and that our lives will be a reflection of what we believe. We give gratitude for gratitude. We give gratitude that we get to say thank you. We give gratitude that we have the capacity to energize the field and the world around us with our thanks, and therefore attract and bring to us even more of what we desire rather than more of what we do not. For the power of God that flows through each of us, we say thank you. And so it is. Amen.
Thank you for listening. I hope you find this to be a blessing in your life. If you do, be sure and podcast these broadcasts. That is, set your device, your phone, your iPad, your computer to automatically receive these. You can do it through iTunes or you can do it through podbean.com. Go to willbowen.podbean.com and subscribe. Have a great week. I look forward to talking to you real soon. You can connect with me at will@willbowen.com. Have a great day. Bye-bye.